Farther down the Pacific coast, near Santa Barbara, a sperm whale, a dead sperm whale, washed up on the beach on Sunday. We have Michelle Berman on the line now. She's with the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History, and she's actually on the beach with the whale as she speaks to us. Michelle, so glad you're with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Could you describe what that whale actually looks like?
Well, the whale is a 30-foot-long female, and it's been floating for a little while, so all of the skin has actually sloughed off. So it's whitish in color, and it's just laying on the beach right now.
And is this a beach that is well-populated? Has this attracted a bit of a crowd?
It's got a huge crowd here now. It's right on UCSD campus, our local university. And so a lot of college kids have come down to take pictures with it and probably send home to mom.
That's the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Yes.
And from what I understand, that you're there not just to watch the whale, but to actually monitor it. It sounds like people have been actually trying to take the whale's teeth. Is that correct?
They have been. I guess it's a novelty to own a sperm whale tooth. And so we've had the sheriff's department out here trying to keep the crowds away from the teeth. However, there are about four or five teeth that have been totally hacksawed off at the top.
Did you say hacksawed? Someone showed up with a hacksaw to remove these teeth?
Yeah, they did. We've had hammers to it. The lower jaw is pretty much smashed at this point.
Why do people take the teeth? What is it that they would do with them?
I'm not really sure. A dead whale is pretty stinky, and the teeth are pretty stinky, so not really sure what the interest is.
Now, did anyone see this? Are there witnesses? Do you have any idea who took the teeth?
There are witnesses and there are photos, and people are being prosecuted. It's a federal offense to possess any part of a marine mammal. So one person has been arrested. He actually assaulted a biologist that was trying to protect the whale.
We actually hear some equipment in the background there. Michelle, what's going on the beach right now?
The county is bringing in a front-end loader, and they're about to start digging a pit, and we're going to roll the whale into the pit so they can bury it.
And the whale is buried right there in that location?
Yes.
Well, since people have been trying to get at the whale's teeth, what do you do to make sure that there aren't grave robbers?
Right. We're going to try to take the lower jaw if we can to prevent that from happening. But if we can't take the lower jaw, we're just going to have to bury it and just whatever happens, happens.
I can imagine that there's probably a bit of an odor right now.
No, it's actually not that bad because everything's encased in the blubber right now. Once we open it up, there will be quite an odor.
Well, if you take the jaw, you do have to open it up, don't you?
Right, and we're going to do that in just a minute.
You sound not exactly excited about that.
Oh, no, I am. That's the best. That's the data that we collect. We'll collect the stomach to look for prey analyses to find out what it was feeding on. And I'd like to try to collect a urine and a fecal sample to look for biotoxins that you see out here.
Before we let you go, Michelle, I understand that taking these teeth from the whale is illegal, but is there a particular family member of yours who had an interest in this?
My dad's always wanted a whale tooth, so I had to buy him a replica of one just to stop him from asking me for teeth.
Ah, and did he ask you again now, knowing what you're doing right now?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear about it tonight.
Okay, but you plan to follow the law. No teeth for Dad in this case.
Absolutely not. I cannot break the law being the biologist and the informed marine mammalologist that I am.
Well, Michelle Berman, thanks so much. I know that you've got a mission ahead of you, so we're going to let you go and get back to work. Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Talking to us. Michelle Berman is an assistant curator at the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. She spoke to us from Goleta Beach, that's near Santa Barbara.